This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's that time of the week again where we kick in our broadcast week. Knock down that door like somebody knocking on your door asking you, have you gotten the experimental jab? Hell to the no. Sorry, I got to say it that way, but that's even mild. We're going to talk with our good friend Miriam Hanane in just a moment from Honey Colony, and she has got perspectives and experiences and insights that always add to the equation anytime we have her on the show. We love her dearly. Stand by for that. Just to give you a heads up date, if I can call it that, heads up date. Last week was an incredible week on the Robert Scott Bell Show because Super Don has succumbed to what they call COVID. And, you know, as I've talked about so many of the controversies over the last year, year and a half about what COVID is or what it isn't or what they don't know, what they do know, it isn't ever in dispute people that have had symptoms that are serious enough to go into hospitals and things like that. I mean, those things are very real. The question of causation is still very much in play, especially since the tests themselves are not standardized. And a standardized test, if it isn't that, it's not a test. A test that has no standard is not a test. Doctor, do you hear me? A test without standards, it's not a test. Now, having said that, Super Don has suffered with many of the classic, what they call COVID symptoms. And everybody, y'all, you know it. You've been praying for his recovery. The word is good. He's recovering. His energy is coming back. He's breathing better. We hope to hear from him on tomorrow's broadcast, a little update. But he did warn me he's going to bitch and complain a little bit when he comes back. And y'all will be happy, and I'll be happy to hear him bitch and complain. I don't mind at all just to have our Super Don back. And so, Miriam, you're laughing because you know Super Don can be cantankerous, as can you, but appropriately so.
Exactly. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Miriam. It's good to have you on board. And I know that, you know, you've been going through so many things. We've talked off the air a bit over the last months as well. And you have lived life boldly and not run from challenges. You've taken them head on, not the least of which is, you know, the instrumental film that you came out with about the vanishing of the bees. And of course, you can link to Honey Colony. We have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Miriam, you're someone we could just turn on the mic and we can just start chatting and we will not run out of things to say.
That's right. I like to be in conversation with people who are open-minded and have common sense and critical thinking skills.
And it's a rare thing today to find that. But I also think that, you know, the brutality and ugliness of what's going on in terms of, you know, people hating people who are not vaccinated, that kind of thing. It's also helped us to find our tribe. And I say this most sincerely and seriously. And people are learning that their tribe isn't necessarily their blood relative connection or even their pigmentation connection. It is about criticality of thought. It is about, you know, a mindset, one of triumphing over tragedy and challenges versus being permanent victims enslaved to governments and medical edicts that are without common sense and critical thinking.
Yeah, and today we're dissidents and intellectual refugees, and the gaslighting is so enormous. And No, and if you go to my pinned tweet, I talk about it was a spoof on vaccine hesitancy, and that was 2019, and I called it vaccine mania and vitriol disorder. And this was on the heels of Samoa. And now look at where we are, where they're peddling the latest slogan is that 99.5% of people who die are unvaccinated.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like, where are they pulling that out of? Look, we have that linked up. It's a tweet, a Twitter tweet, for those that you have Twitter. But for those of you who don't, I think we could play it right now. I'll have Super Don cue it up. You want to do this? And
sure.
I know it's got some music behind it. I might comment on it. I don't know. But let's go ahead and play it. Y'all give a listen for those of you listening on radio. Thanks to our broadcast syndication at GCN. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play it.
We certainly know on transmissibility, and based on the CDC data, that the Delta variant is impacting the majority of people who are getting sick with COVID now. We also know that 99.5% of people who are in the hospital are people who are unvaccinated.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people. And they're killing people.
99.5% of people who are in the hospital are people who are unvaccinated. Unvaccinated. The data unvaccinated. The data very clear. As Dr. Walensky said on an earlier briefing today, this is really becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And that means getting vaccinated, you can save yourself.
Who's the killer? I'm the killer. Liars tell me lies. Been telling all these lies.
And that means getting vaccinated, you can save yourself. And that means getting vaccinated, you can save yourself.
Who's the killer? I'm the killer. Liars tell me lies. Been telling all these lies.
That is great, Mary. And you know, it's Psaki, the spokesperson for Biden, and then a little bit of Biden and the Walensky. Well, that Walensky head of CDC is a piece of work as well.
Right. So it's like in succession over the past week of covering Joey's talk, they talked about disinformation and cracking down and now peddling this. So I was like, oh, let me just put together three sound bites saying the same crap and show people this fear mongering. I looked up a song, I just typed in lies and I came with that little cartoon. I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect.
That was a great little, y'all watch it. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Just a minute long. You can see the visual on it. And you know, where are they saying, where do they come up with this idea? 99.5% of the people dying are not vaccinated. I'd like, is that substantiated anywhere?
Isn't it amazing that in all the unvaccinated areas where the people are dying, it's just amazing how the virus knows.
Yeah, exactly. Besides the acknowledgement that we have, and they even have to acknowledge what they call breakthroughs, and then they're blaming it on variants that they have no tests to actually validate and verify, much less evidence that it's harmed or killed one person, the variant. And, you know, Nobel Prize winning scientist, PhD, Luc Montagnier, he said that the vaccine or the shot is driving whatever they're calling the variants.
Right. I caught them this week. I think it was Walensky who said, surround yourself with vaccinated people. That's a tactic to keep yourself protected. And I found that very, very bizarro. Why would she say that?
Well, the CDC director, here's the headline from RoyalPatriot.com. We have it linked up in the notes today. CDC director targets unvaccinated Americans with emotional blackmail. This is a great article if you read this. She's being taken to task, Walensky, on this. Someone needs to, and this, I'm just going to quote this. Someone really needs to tell CDC Director Rochelle Walensky that she isn't America's long-suffering mother. This woman uses emotional manipulation with startling regularity, and that is no way for a government official to behave. Look, a scientist should not be behaving, especially, and she's heading up what's called the CDC, and she's talking about vaccinated people are killing people. The people who are vaccine hesitant, she says, you're killing people. I'm like, really? Where's the evidence that that's happened in even one case?
It's a very clear tactic of fear mongering. There's no doubt. And with the Delta, you would need to do genetic sequencing to find out the Delta. So the fact, does anyone ask, how are they figuring out you died of the Delta?
But they haven't. They're not. This is, I mean, it, when, yeah, like I was doing a training the other day on copper, right? And we talk about silver because I mean, you and I are both big fans and we utilize silver. Now, copper is going to be, I think, the next thing that we're going to have to do to save people's lives in massive cytokine storms predicted by many physicians due to the pathogenic priming, as they call it, or antibody immune enhancement scenarios. But as I was talking about it, one of the people I was training said, what about the Delta variant? And all I could say was, don't even get me started on the variants. And he was like, oh, I get it. Never mind. He knew too. But it's like people are being goaded into believing the lies that have been already shown to be coming from liars. It's like, why do you even believe it? Give it credence. Because all they're doing is fear-mongering to the next level. If they can get us masked again, get the 30% or so that aren't vaxxed to get vaxxed, it's not going to happen. And they've already gotten all the people that they that would be willing to modify their behavior or acquiesce to that shot. Everybody else at this point is going, no, the more you push it, the more I'm pushing you back.
Right. It's a big red flag, their obsessiveness. They're so obsessed with this jab. You have to wonder why.
Yeah, poor Walensky at CDC. I can't send my kid to summer camp because there are kids that are not vaccinated. Like, the kids aren't even approved to get the shot under 12.
Right.
Not that they
right.
can get it as a teenager, but, yeah.
You want to risk catching a bad cold or having an inflamed heart for the rest of your life? I know it's a hard decision to make.
My God. Yeah, exactly. Young people acknowledged to be at risk, particularly young men, to be acknowledged at risk for severe inflammation of the heart, the myocarditis, and even, well, other aspects of vascularity, abnormalities, inflammation, bleeding, clots, strokes, on and on it goes. And at every age, there's that risk. And we have, you know, somehow they say, well, that risk is minimal and it'd be a lot worse to get whatever they call COVID is. Now, granted, again, I argue and you argue, they don't even know that there's one thing that causes everything. That, I dispute that wholeheartedly. I don't dispute the fact that some people have gotten sick and some people have died, although most of them have died that were on death's door already and or comorbidly led to death's door with allopathic intervention, even if they meant well. And so,
yes.
You know, that's something that's not acknowledged in all of this fear-mongering is that they are the primary cause of people becoming weak and sick enough to become even weaker and sicker in the presence of whatever they claim this thing is.
Yeah, one in every two people has a chronic illness today, and they've created this perfect storm, just similar to the bees. You know, we're slowly dying from sublethal doses.
Exactly. By the way, we're up against a break, and Miriam, you make me smile every time you talk about the bees. I go out front. I've got this beautiful patch of mint that has grown, and now they have the little mint flower sprig sticking up, and I walk by them, and I'm hearing and it makes me so happy. So happy. I don't know where the hive is. I want to track it back just to say I love you. We're going to be right back. Miriam Hennaines is with us. Lots more to discuss here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just a joy to have Miriam with me today on the show. And, you know, critical thinking, your willingness to stand up against those who would engage in tyrannical, fear-mongering behavior, you don't shirk away from it's. I don't know that you necessarily, I want to fight people. That's not the point. But the point is I'm not willing to back down when people challenge me, especially when I know they're wrong.
Yeah, I think that is very difficult. And I mentioned off air this surgery that I have scheduled at UCSF and them mandating a nasal swab. I call the 6-inch nostril rape. I had a guy, this is a guy saying that me using the word rape is abhorrent. But if you consider a 6-inch crossing the blood-brain barrier, invading your nasal passages, that is nostril rape to me.
Well, I agree. I agree. And let them be offended by it. It's an offensive act. It's a horrible act. And, you know, anytime they inject somebody against their will, that is also a form of rape because that is penetration against the will of someone or their informed consent at the very least. And in either case, that would qualify if it were a so-called, let's say, sexual act, even though rape is not about sex. It's just about power.
Right. Right. And in this, you know, if they're mandating something, okay, what's the cycle threshold? I've had MRSA in my nasal passages, and you can cause a rebloom by some reactivation or messing with the passages, and I've had Steven Johnson syndrome, and I can't take any antibiotics, so I have to really make sure I don't increase any risk of infection. This is all sound, and if you're just pushing policy, and as a doctor, you cannot respond logically or scientifically, then how am I supposed to respect you?
Right.
You're just being used. You're just a pawn.
Well, think about coming back to the Walensky, head of the CDC. She says this, what keeps me awake at night? It's those people that are not getting vaccinated. They won't get the shot. They're the ones responsible for unnecessary death and unneeded suffering. This is not a sane person. This is somebody that's just rank emotionally locked into childhood-like fears, and yet she's heading up one of the most powerful and heavily funded medical/health agencies on the planet, much less the United States.
She's playing a role, and she's a brown, brown diversity. And how about all the deaths? The new VAERS numbers came out yesterday, and those are legitimate. And this is just the ones that even know VAERS exists. We're at 463,456 adverse events. So why are you taking such a risk? If you cannot tell me what's in this, but then you get it. I learned, Robert, that my mom got the vaccine. She got sick. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear from her, and I know she was too embarrassed to tell me, and we've communicated, but we haven't spoken. I got really livid.
This is the part that hurts the most when your loved ones, who should know better, and often did know better, have succumbed to the peer pressure and the fear and the intimidation and all of these things, especially when it's someone so close to you. And it's like, how do you react? What do you do? I want to have compassion for those people, and I want to help all of those people. At the same time, if they're your brother, your sister, your son, or your daughter, or your mother, your father, aunt, or uncle, man, Miriam, again, it hits me in the gut and the heart at the same time.
Yes, maybe I'm more harsh that many of us have put our livelihoods on the line, literally, for speaking out in this day and age, unfortunately, of 1984-esque Ministry of Truth. And it's just sad. It's sad, and I think of Amazing Polly that said, if you haven't woken up by now, maybe it's your karma best to go back to the earth.
Yeah, this is the thing with the predictions of some of my physician friends. I don't want them to become true. That's not my intent. I don't salivate over the prospect or anything. If it's indeed true that the shot or the jab, if you survive the initial phase of adverse events and you think, I've come through this unscathed, and you find out, for instance, you can't have children if you wanted children, or worse, unbeknownst to what you think is happening, because you think you're protected, the next cold flu season rolls around this season, and suddenly your immune system reacts with such vigor and over-responsiveness that a Category 6 hurricane that doesn't exist in nature exists in your body, and the immune response could be your demise. We don't want that to happen. We'll talk about some things that I know I'm preparing to help people with, but we've got Miriam Hinnane on the show, and we've got a lot more to discuss after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com for all the links.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Chaos at Nationals Park in D.C. on Saturday night.
The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was suspended in the sixth inning after a shooting outside Nationals Park that caused echoes of gunfire inside the stadium and prompted fans to scramble for safety in the dugout.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask you to remain in the stadium.
The shooting, an exchange of gunfire between people in two cars, left three people injured, according to the Metropolitan Police Department's Executive Assistant Police Chief. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Democrats who have fled the state in an effort to block an election bill could be arrested as soon as they set foot back on the soil of the Lone Star State. He made the comments to Newsmax this weekend. USA Radio News. Two Olympic athletes have tested positive for coronavirus. Dan Araki has our Olympics update from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Two athletes living in the Tokyo Olympic Village have tested positive for COVID. With the games set to begin in less than a week, officials say both were not Japanese but did not name the athletes. They're now in quarantine for the next 14 days. Athletes competing in the games are being tested on a daily basis, and organizers say that they were expecting positive tests over the course of the event. Tokyo is under a state of emergency due to rising cases, the order barring spectators at the events. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Protesters and counter-protesters clashed at a Korean spa in Los Angeles, where a customer had complained in a viral video of a biological male allegedly disrobing in a women's area. Demonstrators were seen clashing with police in Los Angeles, Koreatown, Saturday, with officers pushing back counter-protesters and declaring the scene an unlawful assembly. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com. I wanted to give a big shout-out to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers. They've been great supporters of us with their U.S.-grown certified organic hemp CBD extracts. They're so hardcore about the cleanliness of their product that they don't even use diesel tractors to harvest. They're going by hand to harvest this stuff. And again, U.S. grown certified organic, CBDNF.com. Sign up, become a customer. They'll send you a thank you, a little gift of samples. And if you take a picture of yourself with those samples and send them to our humble and lovable producer, Super Don, askrsb@gmail.com, you'll be entered into a monthly giveaway where they give you a gift basket of full-on CBD organic hemp product. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. So thank you for that, and thank you for Miriam Hanay to be with us today on the air. And also just thank you for being you, Miriam, because your tenacity, your strength, and look, I know it's tough. I'm not saying that you're invincible, and any of us are in that sense, but I really respect and I'm inspired by your willingness to take on some of these challenges head on, and I recognize that there's hurt and there's pain and all of these things, even mentioning the things, you know, with your mother. But, you know, we want to support and uplift one another and strengthen one another. And that's what I'm saying about finding our tribe right now. It's becoming more obvious who is and who isn't. And sometimes we find our blood relatives are not with us on this stuff.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. Certainly many who have not fallen prey have lost friends. Or you see your friend show off the fact that they've gotten the Moderna. And it's like, what? This is not even FDA approved, and what made you decide to take this and then show it off? I've lost respect for people who've taken the jab, not because necessarily I'm, quote, an anti-vaxxer. It's that there's so much to question why you cannot unvax yourself. But at the same time, knowing for a while that this was coming, something was coming, because Fauci and friends. Fauci is the pandemic impresario.
Yeah, and he's been at it for decades. In fact, now we were talking last segment briefly about your medical procedure maybe being held hostage at UCSF on the basis of them mandating COVID swab, sticking that far up your sinus cavity, which carries risk. And there are arguments about what may or may not be on those swabs themselves that could be of danger as well. And, you know, here we have not fully informed consent, just mandated and coerced procedures that are actually not medically necessary, especially once again, considering, as you pointed out, there is no standard for the test. What's the cycle threshold? How do you interpret the data? What does it mean? On and on it goes, and I'm so embarrassed for doctors. They have this highfalutin medical, I call it a degree, because they're no longer using the sense God gave them.
You know, to ask the surgeon and then be told, ask the prep anesthesia. So then this is a doctor, then a second doctor that I spoke to, listing all my issues, all my bubble girl having chemical sensitivities and Steven Johnson and antibiotic allergies, and then telling me, well, how about not the full-on swab? And I said, well, why not saliva? Then call the patient services to find out that's where you go to when you want to file a complaint, and nobody can answer. Well, what cycle threshold? Anybody with common sense knows this is not a diagnostic tool. So if you guys are such fans, why are you unable to explain to me the inner workings of this test and why it has to be via nasal passage? Do you think the one that's not the full-on is safe?
I think that the only thing they can do is harvest DNA, but they can't impose anything into you because you're actually expelling something out. So it doesn't pose a direct harm to you like the nasal swab does. But, of course, I'd rather have none of them done because they're all bogus tests. And I say it with all degree of conviction because they are not standardized. They are on the market as an emergency use authorization, every one of these tests, from PCR to spit test and everything in between.
Yeah.
So what's the results? How can they be validated? They're not.
Right. This one goes into the nose, and you do like five little swivels inside. It's just not going all the way up.
I don't know again about that. I love it.
Isn't it fascinating that they are forcing a test that they can't explain why they're forcing?
No, and if you ask them to explain how they come to the conclusions of a false positive, false negative, true positive, true negative, and they can't do it. They can't do it.
The only standard that I've come across when it comes to the cycle threshold is for people who've been vaccinated that then get sick and then go and do a COVID test, that they've put the cycle threshold down to 28.
Right, which will automatically reduce the number of positives/false positives.
Yeah.
So they can say, well, it's not really that, it's something else. And then of course, Psaki and Biden and Walensky can blame the people who are not getting the experimental jab. The smart people, the conscious people.
Imagine that, putting into people's heads, you're going to die, and you are causing others to die. You better get the jab. That's basically it. How evil is that?
Oh, it meets every definition of evil in my book. I'm telling you, this is just a Luciferian agenda, if there ever was one, among many that the allopathic community has foisted upon us, including the entire vaccine paradigm from the beginning, from Jenner's time. That's when the first anti-vaxxers popped up, as Jenner was throwing, you know, cowpox under the skins of innocent victims, and they were dying of sepsis, losing limbs, kids were dying. And so, darn right, anti-vaccination is something that is something to be proud of, not something to shirk and run away from, right? I don't run away from it. I'm telling you, it's what my buddy Batar said, used to say, I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm anti-stupid, which it qualifies, because what they're doing is just plain stupid. It doesn't make sense. Even with immunology, the basis of immunology, you go to 101 or 201, and you learn that antibodies are not sufficient in and of themselves to prevent any given disease or infection. They might be okay, but you can be protected without them. So what's the point?
Exactly.
It's their holy grail, and it's a Luciferian grail, and it's unholy.
So we had discussed, this is just a theory to clarify, that one way they could carry this out is if they stagger and they do saline. So I asked Dr. Judy a couple weeks ago, what do you think, Judy? Do you think that there's possibility of saline? And she had said she thinks it's 50%. And then I was thinking, well, if they didn't do this mRNA, they started on animals and the animals started dying, and there's no animal trials in essence, where the animals, maybe they're doing a double blind placebo, and then that would make sense as to why a certain population would be saline. Or whatever, nothing.
Well, yeah, if the death rate is as bad as it is based on VAERS reporting, and again, I have said this so many times, it's like, do I have definitive proof that everybody that claims that have died after the vaccine that was caused by the vaccine? No. But that was never the intent of VAERS. It was to identify patterns that were emerging, maybe hot lots, maybe just a general pattern that was emerging, and they're trying to dissuade you from paying any attention to it at all. In fact, people who mention VAERS are now putting things into the world that are out of context and misinformation and disinformation. And now the Biden administration, the first, I think, in a long time, administration that is overtly engaging in censorship, no longer pretending it's not us. It's the social media doing it. We're not doing anything. But now they're going, no, we're in, we're reviewing, we're telling them what to do. It's all pretense of a constitutionally limited government are gone.
Right, and I feel that it is very see-through and obvious what the real agenda is, like, behind, isn't it obvious 99.5% of deaths are unvaccinated? It's such a over-the-head big red flag of no. The more you obsess about this, the more I definitely do not want to put it inside of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the thing is, they're bold and brazen, and they're no longer even trying to be subtle or even hiding their agenda. For them to make a statement like that, 99.5% of dead are non-vaccinated. It's like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, could anybody remotely believe that's a plausible reality in this era when we know that the vast majority of so-called COVID deaths are due to comorbidities and other serious events that preceded, and that even the CDC has acknowledged, 6% of all the cases were only COVID? And even that I dispute, but okay, even they admit that.
And Robert, can you even imagine how it's going to be in the fall? I must leave California by then, because they're going to go gaga. They're going to go crazy. They're salivating, probably.
They were already talking about remasking LA last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody's rebelling against that. I hope and pray that they do. Where are the liberals that used to not trust the man? Now they are the man, and they want to. I mean, this is stupid.
I was speaking to on someone's program from Holland, and they said that they were going for their fifth lockdown or something like that, and that people are waking up because they're like, wait a second, I'm double vaccinated. What's with this? Mm-hmm. And what ultimate revolt is going to be the end of all this? Like, where is this heading?
Where does it end? It doesn't end until you're all in prison because you think critically, and we're going to reprogram you so you no longer can or will, or you'll be too afraid to do it. And, of course, America was not founded on sheepalism. It was founded on people that stood up to power, stood up to unconstitutional, what we would call unconstitutional power, but monarchical totalitarianism. And it was mild compared to what the U.S. government is doing to the people, or threatening to do to the people right now. This is a, you know, an unprecedented time. Miriam, I think we were born to be here for times like these. Yes. And I know it's not pleasant to say, well, we were made to be, but I believe we've chosen to come back at this time to serve and to help and overcome this rather than precipitate more victims. We need to strengthen our resolve and help others to strengthen theirs, to stand up in the face of this pharmaceutical or sorcery, this form of tyranny that is new only because the technology has made it travel faster than ever before.
I absolutely agree. There's a reason to be here. We're not victims. I feel that we sign up for this, and it's not over. I honestly don't know how this turns out in the end.
Well, I just have to think of, in comedic terms, I remember John Belushi in Animal House. Is it over? No, it's not over. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
No.
Just let him go. He's on a roll. You know, it's just absurd what's happening here at this point as well. What's really going on? We're talking about that with Miriam, and we've got more to do to wrap up hour one. By the way, if you know and love Brian Hooker, PhD, like I do, you're going to love second hour. We've got to revisit, and we've got some new peer-reviewed articles to talk about. Flu shot, safe for pregnant women, not so fast. That's coming up in just a little bit, but let's talk with Miriam one more segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links to Honey Colony and more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's always a joy when Miriam can stop by the Robert Scott Bell Show. And again, links are up in the show notes if you want to see some of the things we've been talking about, some of the things we didn't have time to. They're all there for you. And you can get the archives on podcast sites everywhere. Of course, this is the syndicated radio broadcast through GCN. And we're appreciative of you being here. But there's 2 hours a day, 5 additional days of the week, Monday through Friday, that you can catch the Robert Scott Bell Show live or later. Miriam, I was like blown away in a wonderfully positive way over the weekend. I went and worked out with my son, who's 21. So, you know, getting him to go work out. He likes it, and then he forgets how much he likes it. And I'm like, I got him to go. So we went out and worked out. Took a picture at one of the 9 rounds, and then I put it up on Instagram, right? And yes. One of my Instagram friends is Layla Ali, and she's the daughter of Muhammad Ali. And she herself is a world champion boxer, and she is all awake and aware on the things we're talking about. She's so cool. Love her dearly. Not the least of which, I love her organic herbs and spice blends that she has. Layla Ali spice blends are amazing. But she tweeted back to me, looking strong. I'm like, oh, I have arrived now. Layla Ali said I'm looking strong. It's like, Miriam, look out.
Too bad I can't see you.
Oh, I know, but that, it's radio. But we'll get you on the video version. You'll see. I'll make a muscle. Look out. It's intimidating.
Yes.
No, actually, Ty Bollinger's muscles are bigger than my head, so never mind. I can't get too cocky about it. But we got to find, you know, things that uplift us. And I said, we've got to work toward our health to strengthen our resolve, things that are challenging to us, get us out of those places. And that's why I just built one greenhouse. I'm going to build another. We are growing a lot of our own food, probably more than we can eat. We have a freeze dryer now. And like my dearly departed friend Liam Shepard said, you've got to grow your own food. You cannot rely on FEMA to deliver it if there are disruptions in supply chains, which many are predicting.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am all for that, being reliant and sustainable, and it's all about organic food and just also putting sacredness back into life. I feel there should be more reverence and sacredness and appreciation and alchemy, and gratitude is really alchemy.
Yes.
And no matter what, COVID has definitely made me more grateful for even seeing a smile.
Yes. Oh, I know. How appreciative am I when I see a smile? Oh, my gosh, it's lovely and wonderful. And a hug. Oh, my gosh, a hug. Everybody, come together at the Health Freedom Expo, Chicago, Illinois, October 2nd and 3rd, 2021. And then October 22nd through 24th will be the Truth About Cancer Live event with Ty and Charlene Bollinger. Many of our friends are going to be there in Nashville, Tennessee for that one as well. Gratitude is alchemy. What does that mean? It means it changes everything in an instant. When you can find something to express your gratitude about, even just being alive, much less the fact that we have connected to a new tribe, a new family, a new set of friends in the midst of these challenges.
Yes, and the truth is also because people are maybe tapped out, light workers, people, it is really difficult to ask for help these days, like you were mentioning, having an advocate come to the hospital. But also, so even, okay, so I ask someone, I don't know that many people here, but then also consider they don't let people in anymore, and how many pregnant women are having children without their family or their spouse.
And I think they're using it as an excuse. I don't think they have the lawful authority to do it, but you got to push it, and you know you got to push it, and you do that, and I'm praying for you as well, whether it has to be in California or whether you can get it fallout Florida, the thing that you need as well. There's so much that we still can do. And that the power of spirit and God can move mountains. And I got to ask you, Miriam, as we're wrapping up here a minute or so, when I see these bees out front, I'm so happy, and I hear the sound. It's like music to my ears. But I don't know where their hive is. How do you find their hive? I know they're pretty sneaky about it, but how do you can you fly? I don't know what I don't know. Maybe you're the
well,
the
they can fly up to 5 miles. You can surely put maybe a starter hive and some honey water and see if you can lure them to you. But as far as trying to find out, unless there's no kind of obvious place, I mean, it could be anywhere. An attic.
So it's a 5 mile radius, in other words. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there are people that have beehives near me, and I'm grateful for that. But I might want to try that one day based on my love of bees. I didn't have that love as a child.
I when I had my bees, many different instances, I didn't really take the honey. There was one time where George Langworthy, the co-director of Vanishing of the Bees, helped me move a hive because it was too much, and then we took some of the extra honey. But it's really just to have the bees around.
Well, provide the food for us. My gosh, without the bees, we're all dead. Folks, good news. Miriam is doing great work. Hope you'll follow her at Honey Colony and support her efforts as well as what we do here. We've got to go, but remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.